I've had a lot of giantess fun recently. I was being challenged to create a story of a giantess and her tinies. 5-inch men who volunteer one way or another and agree to be shrunk. I was given some guidelines, particular areas of interest, to put it succinctly. But aside from that, I had free rein. It was really so much fun recreating the world with a giantess theme. Enjoy some fun about giantess paradise. Giantess dreams. Mistress was a powerful woman and CEO of an equally powerful company, and quite by accident acquired the power to reduce men to 5-inch versions of themselves. There were many reasons to shrink men, but first and foremost, making a fortune. Secondly, her newfound love of tiny submissives. You see, her first converts to tinyism were from her femdom stable of submissives. 3 males who couldn't wait to submit themselves to any whim of their mistress. They willingly signed waivers of liability and expressed consent. Since her discovery, she's branched out into her own multi-million-dollar endeavor, an endeavor so unique, so spectacular, she would be able to name her price. A price she'll charge so she can sustain and become her own country, filled with tiny men. On a trip to some obscure and exclusive South Pacific islands, Mistress became aware of a small chain of remote tropical islands for sale and subsequently purchased them from a wealthy French Polynesian elder. He had no heirs and looking to get rid of a lifetime of acquisitions. Since then, she's delved headfirst into the fantasy giantess and shrinking fetish market and has approached only a few of the wealthiest and affluent about her new business. Giandice, a giantess paradise for giantess enthusiasts to explore real life, what they've only been able to dream of. Over the last 6 months, Mistress has been hand-selecting and recruiting men willing to be shrunken, or what she affectionately refers to as tinyism, taking full-grown men and making them tiny. She has approximately 1,500 currently building and creating the most luxurious and exclusive giantess retreat ever imagined. The main island housed a great mansion. It was higher and overlooking the others, where the guests would stay during their visit. Each of the smaller 4 surrounding islands had their own themes and could be adjusted and changed in a week's notice to fit a particular fantasy. Some of the staples are more popular by poll is a shrunken village, a medieval village of Gulliver Travels fame, thatched huts, wooden carts, and the like, ready for a giantess to have her way. With a few well-placed steps, our giantess can crunch and destroy a house and a barn. One sweep of her arm could render a town to rubble. The power, the control she had over shrunken men, her 5-inch plebes, was thrilling for all involved. Then there is Daly Island, where a giantess can live days with 5 or more little tinies, depending on the package she chose, and live morning, noon, and night with miniature submissives carrying out her every command. Domestically, yes, and sexually. Speaking of pampering, Mistress and her 2 lovely ladies were aboard a private jet on the way to the grand opening of Giantice. Mindy and Susan were 2 very lovely ladies, and they were very used to a grand and luxurious lifestyle, with a career and bank account to back it up, and a very peculiar fetish. The women finding each other through forums on giantism, Mistress has fully vetted these ladies, and today is the first day the ladies all met face to face. Mistress Erica, Intelligent Phone Fantasy, 1-800-601-6975.